Visit our website at aplusgeneral.co.zn. At A Plus General Insurance, we have you covered. Even a snail needs a shell.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government says importation of medicines that are locally manufactured will no longer be permitted. Defense Minister tasks ZNAs to scale up agricultural production. And in global news, US acknowledges setback in DRC Rwanda deal and ages compliance. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima has announced that the importation of medicines that are locally produced will no longer be allowed. Speaking at the Zambia Medical Association annual ball and awards dinner held in Lusaka last night, Dr. Mchima said the decision is intended to strengthen local pharmaceutical manufacturing. Dr. Mchima explained that creating a stable local market will allow manufacturers to expand production capacity, improve quality, and enhance national health security. He added that government remains committed to supporting local manufacturers as part of broader efforts to promote sustainability in the health sector. Dr. Mchima also acknowledged the challenges facing the sector, including the need for more than 11,000 additional health workers to close gaps in equitable access to health care services, but noted that delays in recruiting health workers have been influenced by the need to first address promotion issues within the sector.
My office is already engaged with the cabinet to ensure appointments are expedited, thereby strengthening accountability and oversight. In any case, we have delayed in this recruitment a bit. We want to start with promotions. And if you saw it last year, we first of all began filling up positions and promoting the way we help with us. And this has to be our steady line of thought.
Meanwhile, Zambia Medical Association President Dr. Masiku Piri cautioned that failure to address the high doctor-to-patient ratio, currently estimated at one doctor per 1,000 patients, could undermine the gains made in the health sector. Dr. Piri added that persistent shortages of health personnel, along with transfers and slow promotion processes, continue to place pressure on the health system.
Despite the increase in the recruitment of healthcare workers, the population has equally been rapidly expanding, such that the current doctor-to-patient ratio, which is 1 to 3,000, leaves a deficit of 12,000 medical doctors if we were to attain the recommended World Health Organization ratio. Sir, you may be aware that unlike in the previous past, this deficit is not necessitated by shortage of healthcare workers, but on the contrary, it is the fiscal space and treasury limitations.
Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says government expects the Zambia National Service, ZNS, to further scale up agricultural output, deepen mechanization and irrigation, and diversify into high-value crops, livestock, and aquaculture. Speaking in Lusaka last night at the 2025 ZNS Senior Officers Annual Ball, Mr. Lufuma highlighted the service's crucial role in national development and food security, stating that government is counting on ZNAs to achieve the said 10 million tons of maize, 1 million tons tons of soybeans and 1 million tons of wheat by 2027. He said the vision of the new Dawn government is to build a ZNS that must continue to transition from being a large-scale producer to being a model of agro-industrial excellence in the region. The minister also emphasized the expansion of the voluntary national service training program, which is currently ongoing in 3 provinces, aiming to transform the youth into job creators and equip them with practical skills.
The government is depending on the experience and institutional capabilities of the service as well as other sector establishments to achieve the 10 million tons of maize. You know this cycle by now. 1 million tons of soybean and 1 million tons of wheat by the year 2027. President Hichilema, as our commander in chief, therefore directs you, Zambia Nation says, to build on your scored achievements even much more.
And Zambia National Service Commander Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi said the year 2025 has been a year of tangible results, with the service putting to crop a total of 2,777 hectares of field crops under both winter and summer cropping. Lieutenant General Solochi highlighted achievements in agriculture, including 7,794.6 metric tons of maize produced for national food security and 2,872 metric tons of wheat sold competitively. He further reported progress in fisheries and livestock development, including the expansion of the Chipepo fish cage farming project and operationalization of 4 ranches and 3 aquaculture service centers. While in the road sector, the service has rehabilitated over 861 kilometers of feeder roads and commenced bituminous standard road construction. Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Solochi has emphasized the importance of discipline and integrity among ZNA's personnel, urging them to remain loyal to the government of the day and to refrain from being used as political tools ahead of next year's general elections.
2025 has been a year of tangible results. In agriculture, despite climatic and operational pressures, the service put to crop a total of 2,777 hectares of field crops under both winter and summer cropping. For the portion we put under maize production, we achieved 7,794.6 metric tons.
Economist Emmanuel Kangwa has joined other stakeholders in calling on government to urgently appoint an auditor, warning that without the office being fully constituted, efforts to strengthen governance and grow the economy risk being compromised. Mr. Kangwa, who is also Robert Kapasamakasa Managing Director, says the Office of the Auditor General is a critical institution globally and plays an essential role in ensuring accountability in public finance management. He noted that if government intends to confirm the current Auditor General, the process should be concluded by the first quarter of 2026. According to Mr. Kangwa, the absence of a substantive Auditor General weakens financial oversight, especially at local authority and government agency levels, where misapplication of public resources has frequently been highlighted.
As we saw, the local authorities and the other government agencies, usually they misapply resources which are appropriated in the parliament, and the Auditor General is the one which highlights those misapplications. We therefore join fellow Zambians and other corporate entities calling upon the recruitment of the Auditor General, so that the good corporate governance, which is an important component of any government and the companies, to continue portraying that governance.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tahali has called on African governments to collaborate more closely in improving transport infrastructure across the continent. Speaking at the official closure of the 10th tripartite meeting of the Nacala Development Corridor Management Committee in Maputo yesterday, Mr. Tahali said the development